Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Well, I'm not sure what generation you consider yourself a part of, or maybe you don't feel like you were born at the right time and you would have thrived as a Gen Z, but sadly you're a Gen Xer, or you are a Gen Xer and you think you're better than everyone else, which seems to be the case. We like to prove each and every week which generation is the best generation, and I don't know if we've proved anything here because it seems like we have different winners on Generation Wars a lot.
Not really a boomer ever. But
boomers have won before. Well, we did the Oops All Boomers round.
Boomer had to win.
We think we had a boomer winner, but it was not with a great score. But, of course, people listen to K-Rock in all generations, and as a result, we like to prove once and for all who's the best, at least this week. Up for grabs, tickets, and access to our Endless Summer Kegger happening in Newport Beach on September 3rd at the Hyatt. It will be great. Slightly Stupid will be there. Hopefully, you'll be there as well. A bunch of stuff we can't even talk about on the radio, but will be happening in real life, and that is all coming up. But right now, it is time for Generation Wars.
TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy. It's a nod to our representation from each and every generation playing this week. We'll start with Gen Z and work backwards. Born in 2002. Wants everyone to know that she just loves Just Dance on the Wii. That is her game of choice. Her name is Ashlyn, a very Gen Z name. And good morning, Ashlyn. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hi.
If you know the answers to these questions, and they will be from all generations, including Gen Z, just answer by yelling out Gen Z. Wait for Allie to call on you, and then you can lock in your answer. Thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping radio alive. And I know people say, Gen Z, don't listen to the radio, but Ashlyn would say that is just not true.
That's so true.
Oh, wait a minute. We go to question contestant number two from Jen, from Millennial, born in 1986, only plays Mario games. If Mario is not in the game, he's not interested. This is Stefan or Steven, born in 1986. Welcome to Generation Wars. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, guys.
If you know the answer, you must yell out Millennial, wait for Allie to call on you, and answer these questions correctly, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, rules is rules around here. Allie, we move on and we say good morning to our Gen Xer, born in 1980. Susan, the tail end of Gen X. We've had Gen Xers born as early as the early 70s, and this one, born in 1980, remembers the news when people would say, do you remember where, you know, they'd ask the parents, do you know where your kids are? Yeah. It's 10 p.m., and that means you are a true Gen Xer. Gen Xers are having a good run lately in Generation Wars. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots, I was wondering, too, since the others have given their video game choices, what was yours?
I grew up playing whatever my brother would let me play.
Mm. Like Pong?
He was kind of in charge of the system. Yeah. So, like, fighting games, Street Fighter,
Fighter,
if
yeah.
If I die, you can have a chance at it, but then somehow he would never die or something. That was always the worst. Playing with a friend that was really
good.
Since
I'm done with this level, right, they're never done.
It's the worst. All right, finally, we say good morning to our boomer, born in 1963. He used to drink from a hose. And his name is Kent. And
oh,
of all of the things he wanted to talk about, drinking from the hose was what he's the most proud of. What was your video game of choice, Kent?
Asteroid. We had it in the restaurant I was working at.
All right. Asteroid on the good old-fashioned video game arcade machine. Here we go. Question number one in Generation Wars. Hands on your buzzers. If you were to purchase a Super Soaker, what exactly would you have just purchased?
Boomer.
Boomer, you were first.
It was an elongated tube that you just would squeeze and it would shoot out a stream of water and you'd use it to soak the kids.
No.
Such a long description.
Millennial.
I think he's caught up on the fact he used to drink from a hose.
It's a long tube device. Okay.
Yeah, I believe next up was Gen X. Yeah. Go ahead.
Water gun.
That is right. It was a very...
I mean, Boomer did kind of describe
high-powered water gun the way he described it. We can't accept that. It's a very simple answer, and it became very complex. What does...
Perspiration spewed from the long water tube.
Right. What does TRL stand for? That is the correct answer. Total Request Live. Everyone was watching it in the millennial generation for a period of time with them great MTV VJs like K-Rock's own Carson Daly.
And he was the first guy I saw painted nails.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that guy's cool. He paints his nails on MTV.
We go to question number three, and it is a tie right now between Gen X and millennial. Question three. What could you do to the back cover of a Mad magazine?
Boomer.
Go ahead, Boomer.
Fold it over into thirds.
That is a correct answer. You'd fold it over into thirds and you would get yourself...
That was the exciting thing you could do.
You'd get a different image.
You get a secret message.
Oh,
secret
I see.
Message. But I will accept that answer. That guy knows what he's talking about. Boomer on the board. And now we've
great,
got ourselves...
Great, now I can mail it.
We've got a good race going here as we move to your next question in Generation Wars. Name a show that would have been featured on TGIF.
Gen X. Family Matters.
I will accept Family Matters. Mm-hmm. A lot of shows I would have accepted as a part of that, including the greatest show ever, Dinosaurs.
Oh, my God. I remember Dinosaurs. Why have they not remounted that show?
We go to question. Next question in Generation Wars. So far, it's a tight race. Before swiping on apps, single people used to potentially try to sell themselves to suitors in what section of a newspaper?
Boomer.
Yes,
Boomer.
Classified.
I will accept classified or the personals, as they were known as well. That is a correct answer. And just think about that, as much as people think that the dating apps are done now.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.
Imagine having to write 11 words about yourself and putting it on the back of a newspaper, hoping that someone would see it and be like,
You had to be truly thirsty.
That person is just what I'm looking for.
This type description is my lane.
We move on to this next question. What is a devious lick, or describe the devious lick trend that took over TikTok in 2021? No one wants to shoot
Gen
it on
Z,
this.
Gen Z, where are you at?
Devious lick. This is where people were breaking into their school and either stealing stuff from school or creating some sort of issue. You know, they were either creating damage or doing something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No one got the point. We move on. This next question, Generation Wars. In pager slang, what did the code 143 mean?
Gen X. I love you.
That is correct. I love you is the right answer.
All right, Gen X is in the lead with 3 points. Kent the Boomer is in second place with 2 points. Millennial has 1 point.
What is a beige flag?
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
There's no issues. No toxicity, no green flags, just normal.
Yep, that is a correct answer. Nice. Beige flag, nothing, no red flag, no really green, just whatever. It's like, I'll settle for that. And, you know, now everyone is on the board officially. Allie, what's the score in Generation Wars?
Well, now everyone's on the board. Gen X has 3, Boomer has 2. Millennial and Gen Z both have 1 point.
If you had a Beam Team Shaquille O'Neal, what did you have exactly?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
A sports card.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Very limited edition basketball card, Beam Team Shaquille O'Neal. Hope you have it still. It's probably gone up in value as long as those corners aren't bent. And we go to your next question. In the movie 500 Days of Summer, what musical artist does Tom and Summer bond over in the elevator that kicks off the crush? It's one of the biggest movie soundtrack songs.
Of all time.
Anyone? I'm surprised that I would have thought this would have been a millennial slash maybe even Gen Z sneaking in.
Yeah.
The band was The Smiths.
The Smiths.
No one gets the point. What is a sneaky link? Gen Z sneaking in.
Someone that you hook up with, low-key.
Yeah, it's a casual secret hookup partner. And now, Allie, what is the score? Because
right.
We got four questions left.
Okay, Gen X has 3 points. The rest all tied at second place at 2 points.
Wow. Anyone could run away with this.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on to your next question in Generation Wars. And here we go. What is the name of a coin-operated machine that you would have to put a number-letter combination into to hear a song you wanted to hear?
Millennial. Jukebox.
That is right.
Okay.
Where were you on that one, Boomer? You hit it with your elbow?
I'm sorry. I had it, but just a second too late.
Play some James Brown.
We go to your next question.
Gen X and Millennial now tied.
Wow. She's getting very excited. What dating acronym does DTR stand for? I guess the acronym would be DTR,
Millennial.
But what does DTR stand for? Millennial, go ahead.
Down to read.
No. Wrong.
All right, swipe.
And loser.
This guy's down to read? Shut up.
Anyone have this one? It is when someone says defining the relationship. Don't want to get a sense of where we're at. We move on to this next question now. Here we go. In the iconic scene from the movie Say Anything, what song is being played from the boombox that is being held above?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
In Your Eyes?
In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Woo!
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
Two questions left.
Gen X is now in the lead, 4 points, followed by Millennial with 3. Boomer and Gen Z have 2.
What does it mean if someone is going to soft launch a relationship?
Gen
yes, Gen Z.
It means to post pictures without the person's face.
Oh, that's a couple. That's one way to do it.
Huh.
Yeah, the posting of the picture. Well, hard launch would be tagging and putting their full face in there. That's letting the world know we are a thing right now. Look at us holding hands on this boat.
This is just, I'm in a relationship.
Soft launch is like, I'm out and there's 2 drinks on the table and there's an extra hand there. And that's a good example of it. And congratulations. That is right. I will accept that. What did you think a soft launch was out of curiosity, Boomer? Normandy. The beaches.
Just an airstrike. It's a warning.
Exactly.
All right. I would have accepted that as well. And we go to this next question, and I think this will do it for us, Allie. So here we go. It could once again be anyone's game. Before cell phones, what physical item did high school boys often give a girl in the hallway if they were going to ask her to go steady?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
A note. A piece of paper note.
Boomer.
That is not right. Boomer, go ahead.
Letterman jacket.
Okay. That is not 100% wrong. I was looking for the high school class ring.
Will you be my girl Friday?
But also the Letterman jacket is an acceptable
really?
Answer as
okay.
well. And good news, the girl's probably cold, so the jacket was much appreciated. And Allie,
I'm with Kent.
Does that, this guy is in Varsity Crew. Look at us. Allie, what is the score at this point in Generation Wars?
Well, Gen X still has 4 points. It was really close. Probably the closest Gen Wars we've had in a long time because everyone else had 3 points. But Gen X technically won it.
Gen X, congratulations.
What?
You have done it. Born in 1980, bringing pride to your entire generation and pride, to hopefully, to our endless summer kegger. If you're free on September 3rd, we'd love you to join us as we all join forces.
I will be there.
Yes, great. You're as good as in. Hold on 1 second so we can get you those tickets. And what song would you like me to play on K-Rock for you and your entire generation?
Anything super catchy that you guys have played 1,000 times before.
Well, you're in luck.
Finally, we're able to get that done.
You got exactly what you asked for.
But well played, everybody.
Well played. That was a real battle. Kent is still mad about that hose question. And I don't blame you, Kent.
Some people think that Boomer Kent was robbed.
Robbed. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you back. You write his name down. He can join us for the round of Oops All Boomer Generation Wars, which is happening next week on K-Rock. Here's some Somber.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.